This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Bricks for the Blind is a non-profit organisation that enables blind and partially sighted people to build Lego sets by converting the picture-based instructions into text. We're joined today by founder and CEO Matthew Schifrin to learn more. Hi Matthew, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here, Amelia. Thank you.
So can you tell us the story of how Bricks for the Blind began?
Bricks for the Blind started on my 13th birthday when a family friend of mine gave me a big box and a very big binder. And in the box was a Middle Eastern palace Lego set. And in the binder were instructions that this friend had brailled by hand on a braille typewriter, explaining where all the pieces go and how they should be placed. Are they vertical? Are they horizontal, symmetrical, diagonal, whatever? And I spent that entire day building. And by the evening, this palace stood before me on the kitchen table with its dome and its catapults and its camel and its gate. And I thought to myself, I need to do this more. I need to get this out to as many blind children and adults as possible. Because for me, this set turned out not just to be a Lego set, not just to be a way to access a quintessential part of childhood, but it taught me things. I had only read about these types of palaces with their arches and their domes in books, but here was a model that I could feel and understand and also have the joy of having built on my own. And so my friend and I, we started creating text-based instructions for many, many sets. And then this friend of mine died of cancer. And then I said to myself, okay, you have two options. You can either keep creating these instructions and grow what you've done, or you can tap out and say, hey, I can't do this anymore. And so I opted for the former option. And I started Bricks for the Blind. And our nonprofit has been around for a year. In that time, we've adapted over 220 Lego sets for blind builders. And at the same time, right before Bricks for the Blind was started, I got in touch with Lego. And I convinced them to create their own text-based instructions for their sets. So we have two channels of instructions. Lego are posting about 20 sets a year. And Bricks for the Blind, we've only been around a year, but in that year, we have 220 sets on our website total.
It's such a fun kind of meditative activity. And as you say, it's something people all around the world enjoy, and that you and your friend and his legacy can be you helping other people connect with each other and enjoy and learn about these structures, or really dive deeper into the world of kind of sci-fi that they love. It's a really special project to be sharing. How do you develop the instructions?
We have writers who are sighted, and we have testers who are blind. And our sighted writers write up the instructions, and then we send those to our testers. Our testers buy the set and test the set and write out a list of errors that they've seen or wording that could be improved, get that back to the builder. Sighted builder revises, we post on website, and that's that.
Have there been any favorites for you in the first year so far?
There's some wonderful Harry Potter sets. We did the flying Ford Anglia that Harry and Ron used to fly to Hogwarts. And that was great fun because I did a building class at the Perkins School for the Blind in Boston, the first school for the blind in the US. And these blind kids, most of them had not had any building experience with Lego. They'd never used instructions. They saw the pieces around, but they'd never really had a chance to understand how all of this comes together. And in this class, it was a 5-day course. First day, we just started explaining things and they kind of getting the hang of things. But by the third day, they said, you know, we don't need your help anymore. We're fine. Don't bother us. And when a blind kid tells you, I'm fine, that's a wonderful feeling, because here they are. They've learned what you've come to teach them. And they're so confident in what they've learned and how well they've learned it that they just want you to back off. And that's a wonderful feeling, because our instructions, that means that the instructions we're creating, they're coming through to people. And it's also amazing for me because people in over 40 countries are building using our instructions. We're getting emails from Australia, England, Germany, France, Italy, Saudi Arabia, all over the world. And these builders are so happy and so overjoyed, and they want more and more and more. And it's funny because some of them are children, but a lot of them are adults or senior citizens. And they've said, you know, we could never build as children. We didn't have access to instructions, or we didn't have access to Lego. And I just built my first set, and this is the most amazing thing ever. And I am now a diehard Lego fan. And if I can do anything to help blind people relax and get into a meditative flow state, because as you know, blind people are easily stressable. There's so many things going on in our lives and so much to juggle in navigation, orientation, whatever it might be, that it's very hard to relax after a long day's work and feel completely in tune with whatever you're doing. And Lego has allowed me and many other of these blind builders to feel a sense of inner peace and a sense of just focusing on one thing and not having to worry about the world around you. And that is such a rare feeling, at least for me, from a blindness standpoint. And it's just so wonderful to help these people learn about the world around them. You'd mentioned sci-fi. We have a lot of Star Wars sets on our website. And all of these sci-fi and movie-based sets are also very helpful because if you're a blind or a visually impaired person watching a film with audio description, the describer might not have time to get into the detailed explanations of how these spaceships look when they're exploding. He needs to talk about the fact that they're being blown up. And so the fact that these blind people are able to build using these instructions and really understand the ramifications of this spaceship. Oh, it's a cool spaceship. Now I understand what it feels like. And that is such an important thing.
And as you say, now many more people who have always wanted to try Lego are able to start using it for the first time. And you've got a really great website which explains the process and has some frequently asked questions. So what are some of the kind of typical questions you answer to help people do their first Lego set?
The sorting is definitely something that is a kind of area of focus for a lot of blind people if they don't have sighted help. In a lot of cases, apps like Be My Eyes can be helpful, color identifiers can be helpful, or just starting with something very, very small. I don't know, a 30-piece set or just the smallest that we have, and then kind of moving up from there. With something like Lego, the first step is to get your feet wet, and definitely the inaccessibility of sighted people kind of on demand is definitely the point of concern. I've used apps like Be My Eyes, and they've been very helpful because these volunteers may not be Lego fans, but if you ask them if this is the green thing or the blue thing, they can definitely tell you kind of on that level. And we've had many blind builders who've successfully built on their own without magically appearing sighted people. And I think in terms of getting started, I think picking something small, but something that a builder is interested in. I don't know, let's say you're visually impaired and you used to play Minecraft, and now maybe your vision's gotten worse and you can't. Getting, I don't know, something like the Steve and Baby Panda set, which is 40, 50 pieces, $5 or $6, maybe 7 or 8 pounds. But something like that, it's a snack. It's not a full meal, it's a single crisp or a single cookie, but it gets you into the Lego landscape and gets you a feeling of what that might be like. We do have a couple of suggested starter sets on our website. I think the police bike car chase might be a fun beginner set. It's fairly small. There's a link to its instructions on our website. Just basically starting small and working your way up.
Brilliant. And where can people access your website and find the instructions?
We're at bricksfortheblind.org. We have an Instagram and we have a Instagram page, and on that page you'll find bios of builders, you'll find photos of sets, you'll find any news about new sets that are releasing. We also recently started a GoFundMe, and that GoFundMe would help create more than 300 Lego sets in 2025. And anything in the GoFundMe would go directly towards the creation of text-based instructions for 2025.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew Schifrin, the CEO and founder of Bricks for the Blind, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.